This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. The U.S. military says they have seized Iranian-made missile parts on a ship bound for Yemen. Associated Press correspondent Jennifer King reports.
The seizures took place in the January 11th nighttime raid off the coast of Somalia in the Arabian Sea that saw two U.S. Navy SEAL commandos go missing. U.S. CENTCOM posted a statement and photos of weaponry, tubes, wires, and bundles of explosives, along with a colorful dhow they said was illegally transporting cargo to resupply Houthi forces. The military identified the items as Iranian-made ballistic missile and cruise missile components for medium-range ballistic missiles and anti-ship cruise missiles, similar to those used to attack ships transiting the Red Sea. The dhow was sunk and the 14-member crew detained. U.S. CENTCOM Commander General Michael Eric Carrillo says they're conducting an exhaustive search for the missing SEALs. Meanwhile, a Malta-flagged ship bound for the Suez Canal was struck by a missile Tuesday, sustaining damage but no injuries in another suspected Houthi attack. I'm Jennifer King.
Palestinian militants have battled Israeli forces in devastated northern Gaza and launched a barrage of rockets further south. Tuesday's show of force comes at more than 100 days into Israel's massive air and ground campaign in the tiny coastal enclave. The north was the first target of Israel's offensive, and entire neighborhoods there have been pulverized. The fighting shows how far Israel remains from achieving its goals of dismantling Hamas and returning scores of hostages captured in the October 7th attack that sparked the war. Iran has recalled its ambassador and summoned Iraq has recalled its ambassador and summoned Iran's top diplomat after Iran conducted missile strikes in Iraq earlier Tuesday. Iran said it fired missiles at what it claimed were Israeli spy headquarters near the U.S. consulate in the northern Iraqi city of Erbil and at targets linked to the extremist group Islamic State in northern Syria. This is VOA News. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky was at the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland, Tuesday, seeking support from world leaders and business in the business community for defense from Russia's invasion. Zelensky met with U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken, who reassured the Ukrainian leader of U.S. President Joe Biden's continued commitment to Ukraine, even while additional funding is tied up in congressional budget talks. Zelensky also addressed the entire forum Tuesday, telling the world's business and political leaders gathered there that Ukraine's fight against Russia is everyone's fight.
If anyone thinks this is only about us, this is only about Ukraine, they are fundamentally mistaken. Possible directions and even timeline of a new Russian aggression beyond Ukraine become more and more obvious.
Leaders from some of Ukraine's key European allies, from Lithuania, the Netherlands, and Spain, were scheduled to participate in a session on Ukraine's future at Davos. Donald Trump is in court Tuesday in New York for a trial over how much more money he owes writer E. Jean Carroll for denying he sexually assaulted her in the 1990s. Associated Press correspondent Julie Walker reports.
E. Jean Carroll got a warm welcome from supporters in front of federal court in Manhattan.
Yeah! You're so brave!
Some thanking her, calling her brave. Trump went in a special entrance with Secret Service. Tuesday marks day one of jury selection with opening statements to follow in what is essentially a second penalty phase of a legal fight Carroll has already won. In May, a different jury awarded her $5 million, finding Trump sexually abused her in a department store dressing room in 1996, then defamed her 2 years ago, claiming Carroll made it up. The Republican frontrunner for president, who just won the Iowa caucuses, continues to deny the charges and is appealing the first jury's verdict. Julie Walker, New York.
The UN Human Rights Office Tuesday called on the U.S. state of Alabama to halt the execution of a convicted murderer using a new method never before used on humans, nitrogen asphyxiation. The method has been approved for executions in Alabama, Mississippi, and Oklahoma, and uses a mask placed over the condemned person's nose and mouth, and breathable air is replaced with nitrogen, causing death from lack of oxygen. 50-year-old Kenneth Eugene Smith is scheduled to be executed using the method January 25th. Speaking to reporters in Geneva, UN Human Rights Office spokeswoman Ravina Shamdasani said the UN opposes the death penalty under any circumstances, and this method in particular could amount to torture, violating international human rights treaties. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events 24 hours a day at our website, voanews.com. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.